Ivaradhari Yasodanandana Prajjanarandana Prajjanarandana Yasodanandana Prajjanarandana Prajjanarandana Yamunatira Vanachari Ravanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabhidhani Radha Madhava Kunjabhidhani Gopi Jana Vallabha Divaradhari Pijana Vallabha Divaradhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Divaradhari Pijana Vallabha Divaradhari Yasoda Nandana Prajjana Randana Randana Yasoda Nandana Prajjana Randana Randana Prajjana Randana Munatira Vanachari Ravanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Ravanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabhidhani Radha Madhava Kunjabhidhani Gopi Jana Vallabha Srivaradhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Srivaradhari Yasoda Nandana Prajjana Randana Jana Randana Yasoda Nandana Prajjana Randana Prajjana Randana Yamunatira Vanachari Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabhidhani Radha Madhava Kunjabhidhani Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kete Namine Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kete Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirishesha Sunyavari Paskachara Jatarane Gauravani Pacharine Nirishesha Sunyavari Paskachara Jatarane Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadha Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavrindan Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda the Advaita Gadhar Srivas O Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Dayong, Vishnupad, Padmahansa, Devagatara, Sota, Sata, Sri Srimad, Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Dayong, Vishnupad, Padmahansa, Devagatara, Sota, Sata, Sri Srimad, Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti, Siddhanta, Saraswati, Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. Amatari, Sri Haradas, Thakura, Ki Jai. Premisakaho, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhanichananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhara, Sri Vasati, Govaktarinda, Ki. Vrindavan Dham, Ki. My Bordam Ki, Dorkadam Ki, Yamunamai Gangamai Ki, Samaveda Bhaktarinda Ki, Sisi Radhamadava Ki, Astashakis Ki, Panchatapa Ki, Lord and Sringadeva Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Go Premanandi, all glories to Semal devotees, all glories to Semal devotees, all glories to Semal devotees, all glories to Sisi Gurunga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Srimad Bhagavatam is a literary incarnation of God and is compiled by Sri Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people, and it is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. The Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun and has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. Before I start, it was coming to my attention that one devotee was about to get married and he fell down with the girl. And so he was ostracized and put away by both sides, the parents on either side, as fallen. Now, Prabhupada on different occasions, he took, like Madhavisa Swami, who fell down in a serious way. And he felt so unfortunate that he offended Prabhupada by falling, especially from sannyas. So he went to a highest place in the Andes to be fully away from all devotion and all devotees and the whole movement and Srila Prabhupada. He felt so fallen. In any case, but what happened is come by the Harinam party way up in the middle of nowhere in the Andes, the high Andes. And so Madhavisa, what are you doing up here? He says, well, I'm trying to escape from all these devotees that are trying to pester me. And so at any rate, Prabhupada wants to see you. And so he came back down. He got darshan to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada told him, he said, listen, don't worry. Just keep up your vows of being a devotee and chant the holy name and everything will be okay. And Prabhupada wasn't criticizing him and understood that he had fallen, but ultimately this is a fallen age. So to the parents, if they're listening, let them understand that everybody gets one chance. The first chance is like unlike the Catholic faith, where you say the same prayers and you make the same mistakes and be forgiven so many times. Happens first time, okay, you're fallen. Circumstances led to it, desires are prominent, and ultimately you may fall down. So in any case, Madhavisa told me, and when he knew it was going to be a problem, when Prabhupada gave him the danda, he says, I hope you can maintain this. I have some doubt, but here, give it a try. And so it was like that. Prabhupada was looking for great personalities that could lead this movement. And so Madhavisa was one of those persons. But on different occasions, different devotees have fallen. And so it's not that you scrap the whole deal. It's like you throw out the baby with the dishwater after bathing. And so let that be a lesson for all of us, that ultimately we have a chance in devotional life to make it back home, back to Godhead. And if we falter, it's to be understood because of the fallen age. So just get back up and chant the holy name. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So we go from text 39, right?
Yeah.
31. Okay, I'll just read the English. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had two heads, Prayantya and Udayantya, three legs, Sarvanadrava, four horns, four Vedas, and the seven hands, the seven chandas, such as Gayatri. I offer my obeisances unto him, whose heart and soul are the three Vedic rituals, Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, and Upanishadkanda, and who expand the rituals in the form of sacrifice. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, Lord Shiva, or Rudra, who are the reservoir of all potencies and the reservoir of all knowledge and the master of everyone. It is a system for one to offer obeisances unto the expansion of incarnation of the Lord. Lord Shiva is the incarnation of ignorance, one of the material modes of nature. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are situated as Hiranyagarbha, the source of life, the supersoul of all living entities. Your body is the source of the opulence of all mystic power. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are the original personality of Godhead, the witness in everyone's heart, and the incarnation of Narayana Rishi in the form of a human being. O Personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. My Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are dressed in silk yellow garments, whose bodily hue represents the Makarta gem, and who have full knowledge, full control over the Goddess of Fortune. O my Lord Keshava, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. O most exalted and worshipable Lord, best of those who bestow benediction, You can fulfill the desires of everyone, and therefore, those who are sober for their own welfare worship the dust of your lotus feet. All the demigods, as well as the goddess of fortune, engage in the service of his lotus feet. Indeed, they respect the fragrance of those lotus feet. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead be pleased with me. Kashyap Muni continued, by chanting all these mantras, welcoming the Supreme Personality of Godhead with faith and devotion, and offering him items of worship, such as Padya, Argya, one should worship Kesava, Hrishikesh, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, verse 20 and 39. Architva Ganda Matya Prayasa Snapari Vibhum Vastropavita Bararana Padyo Parasananas Tatta Ganda du paridas charid Radashikara vidya Avidya ganda maliyadya Payasya puvadid biyaham Vastro pavita barana Padyo Pasparasya Tataha Ganda Dupidas Charid Dvadasya Karna Vidyaya. Anybody? Ladies, Arvitva, worshipping in this way, Gandamalya Adyaha, with incense, flower garlands, etc. Payasya, with milk, Snapadyat, should bathe, Vibhum, the Lord, Vastra, dress, Pavita, sacred thread, Varnana, ornaments, Padya, water for washing the lotus feet, Upasparanaha, touching, Tataha, thereafter, Ganda, fragrance, Dupa, incense, Adibir, with all of these, Cha, and Archit, should worship, Tadasha, Akarsara, Vidyaya, with the mantra of 12 syllables. Translation, purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Chi Chai. In the beginning, the devotee should chant the Tadasya Karana mantra. Anybody know what that is? Nobody knows. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So that's what it is. And offer flower garlands, incense, and so on. After worshiping the Lord in this way, one should bathe the Lord with milk, dress him with proper garments, a sacred thread, and ornaments. After offering water to wash the lotus feet, one should again worship the Lord with fragrant flowers, incense, and other paraphernalia. Please repeat. In the beginning, the devotee should chant the Devasikara mantra and offer flower garlands, incense, and so on. After worshiping the Lord in this way, one should bathe the Lord with milk and dress him with proper garland, sacred thread, and ornaments. After offering water to wash the lotus feet, one should again worship the Lord with fragrant flowers, incense, and other paraphernalia. Purport by Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ji Chai. The Tadasyakarana mantra is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. A worshiping deity, one should ring a bell with his left hand and offer Padya, Argya, Vastra, Ganda, Mala, Abharana, and Bhusana, and so on. In this way, one should bathe the Lord with milk, dress him, and again worship him with all paraphernalia. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Now, this whole, there's such big emphasis on this Padya system of worship. And I want to go over it a little bit just to show the complexity of what it is. Of course, it's mentioned now just 12 days of milk. Now, that's not very hard to maintain. But let me read it a little bit. So first you got to find a boar, like Varaha. So you got to find that boar and take the mercy of the boar. That is, you got to take the boar's dirt when he's digging up on the ground. And there's so many boars in Vrindavan, but here I don't think there are any. So anyway, that's the first instruction. Where are you going to find a boar? So, and the 12 days with milk is simple enough. Bathe in the Ganga every day. Offer the deities. Offer. You got to make the offering to hold host of personalities. To the deity, the altar, the sun, water, fire, spiritual master, super soul, Naranarani Rishi, Lord Kesava, Hrishikesh. So the Daskarsara mantra is murmured 108 times each day, circumambulating the Lord and offering obeisances. So it's a very complicated procedure. In any case, go on with it. So you bathe the deity in milk, offer fire, offer fine rice, boil in milk, with ghee and molasses offered to fire. You offer all of this to the Vaishnavas and later to yourself. And again, achanam, to deity, murmuring the saying of mantras to yourself 108 times. Offer flowers and water, touch the head and throne, and throw in sacred place. Feed two brahmanas with sweet rice. strictly following celibacy, next morning, again, same process. Offer oblations to fire and feed two Brahmins. Offer all of this for 12 days and only milk taken. Sleep on the floor. Bathe three times daily and execute a vow of no talk, no envy, no be pure devotee, simple existence. Spend no money on yourself, but lavish arrangement for gorgeous worship of Vishnu. One should please Guru with cloth, ornaments, and cows. So you got to find some cows to give. You got to give them charity, cows, ornaments, and cloth. The cloth is okay in the ornament, but where are you going to find cows to be given in charity? So another problem. Distribution of Mahaprasad to even the lowest men, chandalas, and give money lavishly in charity. It basically is a charity giving process. After all are fed, then take prasad. Each day, dance, sing, beat on drums, chant mantras, and recite Srimad Bhagavatam. This whole process comes from Lord Brahma, given to Kashyap Muni on one occasion. And so now he's given it to his wife, perform the sacrifice. So, Prabhupada said, don't worry, all this is just ritual and understanding. If you want to perform it, it was given to Aditi in heavenly planets. So the same thing applies today on this planet. You can perform that sacrifice and get the benefit of what is described as promotion to heavenly planets. Or take the body of Lord Brahma, you can have unlimited material opulences, 8 yoga perfections, benedictions, and sense gratification to the extent of as far as you want to go. So that's the outcome. So what does Prabhupada say about the whole thing? He said, don't worry. Just by following a deity program and being in the temple, chanting rounds, follow the 4 regular principles, and the whole thing is done. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We are blessed with the most simple, purifying existence that can be given to a human being. So, Prabhupada has given us something that was so complicated, so difficult to prevent oneself from falling down in any condition. This yajna was meant to save Aditi from her lamentation about the sons being exiled. So, and it just applies to everything that ultimately that is carrying us straight through life without any problems. And that's another part of the whole process, that here in Mayapur we're living in paradise. You have to appreciate that there's no difficulties, everything is properly given, there's ample rain, mango season is starting, there's going to be like nothing but profusity of Mahaprasad. And ultimately, the temple is running a very big, huge prasad distribution program. This has an effect that reaches the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, that nothing more than prasad distribution can please the Supreme Lord as much as chanting the holy name, and just part of the process. So Prabhupada has given all this to us in a very dramatic way, that ultimately just follow, and even if there is a slight discrepancy, don't give up. Don't ever give up the ship. Always remember that there is a forgiving nature of the Supreme Lord. How many times? There was one sannyasi that kept coming back to Prabhupada, and he asked Prabhupada, will you please, I'm begging you, Srila Prabhupada, to take me back as a sannyasi. So he did it twice. Then the third time, he said, I can forgive you again, but you may not come back, and then where are you? So even if you are weak in mind and you have problems with your devotional life, carry it on. Just make it a point of not falling down and not having any weakness. And if you just chant and you're serious about devotional life, chant this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, chanting the Hari name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. And it'll be okay. Now, there are different points. I went on in a chapter to look up more things that might be fitting. And after Bali Maharaj was given benediction by the Brahmins and his spiritual master, he was shining. He was effulgent. He was a great personality. So he was, at that time, although he was in control of all the universes and the demons were his subject, he still had great qualities because he was guided by the Brahmins. So it's mentioned like that, that if we take devotee association, it's so important because ultimately hearing Bhagavatam and being present in the process of chanting the mantras and darshan of the deities, then life goes on as it should be with no interruption, no problems. If you're feeling problems, it means there's something lacking in your devotional life. So search it out and find out what's lacking. What is it that's keeping us from being a pure devotee? So intensity, dedication, obedience to the spiritual master, there must be something that's dragging us down. So ultimately we're born in a mode of ignorance and we're all sudras by birth. So ultimately because of all this, we have a long way to climb. Prabhupada said in the beginning, if I told you how difficult it was going to be, nobody would have joined this movement. And when he posted those regular principles on the wall in New York, I agree with says about the, you know, about no illicit sex, no sex except in marriage. He said, well, why bother with it at all? Prabhupada, yes, don't bother with it at all. So he was asking from hippies. Now, I was in New York at that time, and I wasn't really a hippie. I was a beatnik in that class. I was an older class. In any case, I saw Prabhupada on the street. And I walked by Prabhupada. It was just about the same time Hare Griva saw him. And I was living down there in the Lower East Side, right near Tompkins Square Park. And so I looked at, I just noticed a very elegant personality. In New York, there were so many unusual personalities always on the street. There's one lady dressed in a bikini with a python snake wrapped around her. There's a guy with horns, a big Viking on upper New York, the Avenue of the Americas. And so there were people who dressed up and played a game of being unusually apparent in a crowd but New Yorkers are, yeah, immune to all that. There's so many unusual personalities in New York. So Prabhupada walked on the street of New York as he was dressed in his white pointed shoes, rubber shoes, but it didn't really create a stir. Hare Griva picked up on it and said, oh, you're from India. And so ultimately that exchange took place. I just walked by. And then when I finally joined, I joined in 75 in Miami and then was sent to L.A. to work on the books. CC was just starting. As soon as Prabhupada came out, it came into my brain. Prabhupada would use telepathy. He would just talk and he could be registered right straight to your head. Said, well, you finally decided to come. And so Prabhupada had a sense of humor about that. Where you been the last 9 years? I was in strict Maya, enjoying like crazy, nothing that could be explained. So Prabhupada gave very informative things that really hit my heart. Well, first it was this, you don't have to work so hard to maintain yourself. He says, you just maintain, chant the holy name and it'll be all the same. And so it happened like that. And if I only could told my father, who worked so hard, had three jobs, he worked hard day and night, and the ethnic of the older generation was that hard work was the ethic of success in the material world. And so ultimately we don't have to do that. We work hard for Krishna, that's guaranteed. That if we work hard in Krishna's service, ultimately everything comes. So you don't have to work in the material sense. Don't look for money, it'll come. And unfortunately, people I've known so many devotees, they go back to the West. I'll just make some money. Even Prabhupada had that in his mind in the beginning. I'll make some money, and ultimately then I can do this desire that his spiritual master wanted, to go preach in the English in the West. So you don't have to do that. You don't have to go back to America or England or London, wherever you're from. But just stay here, chant the holy name, and live in peace and prosperity, and live a happy life, and back home, back to Godhead. So it's very simple. Then there was a point, and Prabhupada said, there's no divorce in Krishna consciousness. But at the age of 50, what happens? So you separate. And so what is that? It's not called divorce. It's just called separation. A voluntary separation from your family and wife, so that ultimately you have access to spiritual life in a better way. So, and then Prabhupada says, what's the difficulty? Now, I've given you four regular principles. In gambling, we all gamble that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. We take this process as it is by benefit of the spiritual master. No illicit sex, marriage is there, so sex life is definitely allowed. And no meat, fish, or eggs, and there's so many dishes like that to duplicate the taste. Cauliflower got a taste if you do it the right way, it seems like fish. And so there are many, and so all the regular principles that we follow then Prabhupada said, it's so funny what he said, it was in Australia. He says, but Srila Prabhupada, we have to get up so early in the morning and take cold showers. So what's the difficulty? Early to bed, early to rise makes a person wealthy, what is it? Healthy, wealthy, and wise. That just cracked up everybody. The Prabhupada to say it, you know, very funny in a way, something that is known to everybody. So, a couple things here that are sideline. Jackals, I never experienced jackals before, but here in Mayapur there are jackals. And Prabhupada said they live in big holes. You see a big hole, that's where a jackal's living. And there's the flying snake birds. It used to be here in Mayapur. And the jinns, another thing that was unusual about Mayapur. And so it's sort of a thing in the past. But Prabhupada was in his room here in Mayapur, and he heard this sound, flying across the top of the building. They were in his room. And so he said, that's a snake bird. That's a flying bird. A bird is a cobra with wings. So it's a flying snake bird. And its purpose is to kill one person and then goes off and dies. I'm told that Jayapataka shot one and killed it. But ultimately, snakes and scorpions are allowed their death. So, in lieu of this whole chapter about this whole process of Payamatra, we don't worry too much about all of that stuff. If you please the Guru, ultimately Srila Prabhupada is pleased with any devotion that we render, but to speak of being dedicated one's whole life. And just normal temple worship appeals to everything, does the whole deal. Okay, so now flash ahead to Aditi getting the darshan of the Supreme Lord. And so when that happens, it's described that your hair stands on end, your heart falters, you experience like your tears are running out of your eyes, and so you get an opportunity that nobody gets in the material world. Darshan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when that happens, you never forget it. Because when it does happen, ultimately, everything around you ceases to exist. And ultimately, the world falls into place. Everything that you worried about, questioned before, had its answers. So immediately your response to everything is like bingo, there you are. You got all the answers right at your fingertips. This happened to me to a degree when Prabhupada was in a class. It was he was coming to the studio, in the studio we had for rendering dioramas, Fate Studios. And so I lamented the fact that, I may have said this before, but I always lamented I was never close enough to Prabhupada, and he was always with Brahmananda and others with their big dandas and pushing people out of the way. And so he never had a chance to get close to Prabhupada. And so finally, Prabhupada is in the room. He's doing a Guru Puja ceremony. And I thought, I never get a chance to get close. And all of a sudden, the whole thing opened up, and Prabhupada was walking right at me. And so, like Moses in the Red Sea, it just opened up. All the devotees moved aside, and Prabhupada came right face to face. Then this thing happened. Everything completely transformed. Prabhupada had the ability to do it instantly to anybody. And it happened to many devotees. I asked that question years ago, and a lot of people raised their hand. You? Did you have it? In any case, Prabhupada disciples were given a blessing at that time. And so I wasn't anything different. So in any case, Prabhupada walked by. He went to the first diorama and just looked at it, and then he walked to where the door was locked, and hopefully he wasn't supposed to go into this area. And so I told the guy at that time, Bhardwaj, I said, listen, he's going to know about this. You put all your problems outside in a separate area. He's going to see it. He's going to know about it. And so, sure enough, he goes to the door. He says, open the door. See, what do you say? You can't say no. So we had to open the door, and there was all the junk piled up in the courtyard. And so Prabhupada pointed at it, and he said, take care of this and paint that back wall. So then he went to the diorama area, and then he looked at a few more things and went to the tool room. And he looked at all the tools, and he spent all this time in the tool room. It confirmed what I always believed. If you are conscious of what's in your hand, and you're not so oblivious to things that are what you need to work with in your ability to perform different services, it's what is in your hand that's very important. Because if you don't know what to do with your hands, how can you expect to do anything with your brain and chant the mantra properly? So the prelude to devotional service is understanding material elements and working with it to the best of your ability. If you can't do that, then ultimately you have a handicap. And at that time, they were pushing tools out with the dust, shavings were covering up chisels and hammers, power drills being burned out. So I was a carpenter before and an architect. So I just couldn't see it. So I put that tool room together and Prabhupada confirmed the whole deal. Because if you do something if you're working to please the Supreme Lord, you have to know how to do it. You have to be able to do everything in your power to do pure devotional service to the best ability, the best thing that you can do to approach that pure devotional service. So if you don't do that, if you don't work with fully in the intensity that's required, ultimately you fall short. So we may be fallen, but ultimately when Aditi, when she got the darshan of the Supreme Lord, everything fell away. All the problems dissipated. That's what the spiritual master can do for us. So we're offered, even if you want the body of Lord Brahma, unlimited material opulences, eight mystic yoga perfections, in the greatest sense gratification, ultimately that's available if you want all that stuff. Now, Super Soul is talking to Aditya later in the chapter. I just go ahead just to get around the idea of where the whole thing is going. And so suddenly the Lord is talking as Super Soul in the manifest and replied, after worship, after doing this kind of worship, you get great benedictions. So ultimately, he gave her the benediction that he would become her son. So again, we got, here we go again. So he appeared as a son, as we know. And Kashyapa, he felt Lord Krishna entering his heart. And so he actually, as a mystic yogi, he could feel the presence of the Lord within his own body. And so that transfer went to her. And so she gave birth to the Supreme Lord. And then, of course, we know the story. He goes to Bali Maharaj, who offered every benediction that could be imagined. You want money, you want a wife, what would you like? You want anything you need, any material opulence, I can give it. No, just 3 steps. I mean, that'll be fine. So when he was given, after he took birth, he was given a sacred thread immediately because he took birth as a brahmachari. And so immediately that thread-giving ceremony was held, first thing. Then he got a pot by which he can collect alms. And so Shiva's wife, Bhagavati, gave the first alms. So when he walked, as he was about to come before Bali, he took each step, and each step the earth shook. And every got closer, the earth kept shaking. So finally, he's with Bali, and he got the benediction. So then it's mentioned about the flashback about what happened when Krishna was avoiding when Hiranyakashipu was searching for the Supreme Lord. So he entered in a nostril on an in-breath. It became part of his enter into his heart. So his super soul, Prabhupada described actually about super soul, that he's residing within the heart as a witnessing agent, we know. And so, but to realize that presence is a lifetime engagement, to think so seriously, that's what meditation is all about, to realize super soul within the heart. And if we can do that, ultimately it's a jump in spiritual life. So he did that to avoid embarrassing Hiranyakashipu at that time and to give him a benediction of being present within his body. So there's another thing that happened. It's just mentioned along the way, certain things that do take place. That when Lord Shiva was taking Ganga on ahead, he took Ganga's mercy above the crescent moon, because he's represented by the crescent moon. So he took it on top of his head, and ultimately gave the world the benediction of the Ganga. So when we take bath in the Ganga, think about that. The origin of the Ganga is the Supreme Lord, and the toe piercing the material coverings, so that we have the benediction right out across the street practically, taking bath in the Ganga. But take advantage of that, and ultimately we go back home, back to Godhead. So we still have some time. Any questions? Anybody believe what I just said? No questions. Okay, one more story and then we'll end it. So Prabhupada's on a morning walk and he stops everybody and he says, "What is this?" He's looking on the ground and there's a whole bunch of bird stool. You may have heard the story. So he says, "Well, what is it? What does it mean?" The devotees couldn't figure it out. So what does it mean? It's Srila Prabhupada's bird stool. No, what does it mean? He says, "Well, it means attachment. That bird is attached to that branch and is going to be standing there the rest of its life. And so that's why all that stool is in one place." So ultimately, we don't have to be that way. We don't have to form an attachment to material life and material existence and family life and just ultimately take the spiritual life. And one time in the temple, in Krishna Balaram temple, there was one room. And they were very happy that they were making room available for Prabhupada's books and display-oriented cupboards and everything in glass. And so Prabhupada looked at it and walked into the room and says, who is responsible for this? And so they, instead of being happy, it was like chastising everybody in the group, in the collection of devotees. He said, "What is the meaning of this? Doesn't anybody see?" Can't you see what's going on here? Look above. Look on the fan. On the fan, there was a big bird's nest. And so nobody even noticed that. Prophet picked up and he understood everything. He was very observant to an nth degree. If there was water dripping out of a faucet, he would stop and he'd run over and turn it off. So, in other words, he was given us an example to follow. That ultimately, if we follow the pattern of what Prophet has given us, ultimately it'll lead us back home in this lifetime. And so we don't have to strive artificially to try to satisfy the Lord. We just satisfy Srila Prabhupada, and he goes directly to the Supreme Lord. And there are many stories like that. I was one time painting this big painting of the incident that when it was like Krishna's in audience and Radharani's in his lap, and so then Sudama, I think he said, Madhusudan is gone. And Radharani faints. Madhusudan was the bee. So Madhusudan is gone. He was shooing the bee away. And so when Radharani fainted, and all the gopis fainted, and so then Krishna, seeing everybody fainted, bingo, he faints. So I did a painting of that, big one. And I showed it to Narayan Maharaj, and he says, make the faces more like Jadarani's faces. And so I said, okay. So there was, she is like the emblem of how to make devotees, the sakis beautifully painted, and faces are so beautiful. And so I'm walking on Prikama, and I get over by where the Chaitanya sat, Beta, Chaitanya Beta. Who comes along with this beautiful young girl with the brass pots on her head, and she gave a sidelong glance right in front of me, looking to the side. And I said, my God, this is like, if anybody could qualify to be a model for Radharani, this is the girl. And so I thought, well, maybe it is Radharani. So I turned around to look again, and guess what? She disappeared. So you may get an opportunity. It could have been an illusion, I don't know. But the fact is that you don't know who's walking on the planet, who is in our peripheral, who is there. It can be any personality disguised. The demigods, they did that too. They disguised themselves and they all disappeared. So Krishna has a very unusual way of disguising himself as a woman, beautiful Mohini Murti, and so entering the nostril of Aranyakashipu. And so we're not alone. Don't think we're alone on this planet. That the demigods come and go unseen now. But when Prabhupada left at that last moment, I was in the room. And so the intensity of the room was something by itself. With the kirtan raising to a highest level I had heard. Then above our heads, I mean, I couldn't see it, but I could certainly feel the intensity of the level above our heads. It was full of demigods. It had to be, because they appeared every time Prabhupada spoke and gave a class, and the demigods would come. One time, I mentioned this before, I think, that it was in L.A., and the kirtan went, again, very uproarious and just picked off the ceiling. And Prabhupada danced a little bit, and just everybody went wild. So it was like the biggest kirtan I ever heard, except for the one at the end. And so Prabhupada at the end, he said, do you know who came? He says, Lord Brahma was there, Lord Shiva, Lord Narada Muni came, and they were all laughing. Why were they laughing, Srila Prabhupada? Because of the malechas and the yavanas dancing in kirtan. Said, nobody's ever seen this before. So the demigods came that time, many times. He came and in London also he came. And so why not? They would certainly be there when Prabhupada left the planet. In any case, after Prabhupada did leave, it all vanished. Everything transferred and everything back to normal. And then Prabhupada's movement turned into Prabhupada's institution. It changed. It changed automatically, directly. Prabhupada's presence was felt differently. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. Last offer, any questions, then we close. No questions. Hare Krishna.